It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. ExxonMobil says it has a plan for cutting greenhouse gas emissions in the Permian Basin in parts of New Mexico and Texas. The company made the announcement on Monday, saying it will focus on emissions from its own operations as well as indirect emissions associated with the electricity it buys to power the company's well sites and other infrastructure. In New Mexico, regulators earlier this year adopted rules aimed at curbing methane emissions with a target of capturing 98% of all natural gas waste by the end of 2026. A recent report from an organization that works with migrants explores the reasons people leave their home countries and set off for the U.S. The nonprofit Hope Border Institute found violence, poverty, and natural disasters like hurricanes continue to drive migration, but the pandemic and climate change also created worse economic conditions for many in Mexico and Central America. Hannah Hollenberg is a policy specialist with the Hope Border Institute and spoke to KTEP.
We need a coherent migration policy that focuses on why people are leaving rather than criminalizing them once they've already taken that step.
The organization says they are sharing their findings with the Office of Vice President Kamala Harris. She's leading the effort to reduce migration by dealing with root causes. The report's findings are based on interviews with more than 50 migrants from various countries staying in shelters in Ciudad Juarez. Let's go now to news from the Las Cruces City Council. The City Council voted on Monday to postpone the adoption of nonprofit funding priorities during this pandemic. Madison Staten has the details.
The City of Las Cruces has dedicated $10.4 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding to economic development initiatives. For nonprofits, this means additional resources to help those in the community recover from the pandemic. But funding allocations for these local organizations are still up in the air, with the Las Cruces City Council electing to postpone a vote to adopt nonprofit funding priorities. This will allow time for an audit on the application process to be presented to the council, as Councilor Gabe Vasquez described.
It's in the best interest, I think, of the public to be able to go through this process and better understand how this RFP was taking place, what the communication was like with potential applicants.
Of the 21 applications received by the city, 9 have been recommended for funding by the city selection committee. City Housing and Neighborhood Services Manager Natalie Green says applications were first evaluated for eligibility before being presented to the selection committee for scoring.
The scoring matrix covered a number of items. The first was project justification. How does it address those response to COVID pandemic or the negative impacts as a result of the pandemic? Did it meet city goals? What was the community impact? Budget, duplication, the feasibility of the project, the organizational capacity, and then the quality of the proposal.
Recommendations include $600,000 for the Mesilla Valley Community of Hope's Housing Risk Mitigation Fund, $2 million for the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico, as well as $1.7 million for a Community Action Agency of Southern New Mexico Guaranteed Basic Income Project. Councilor Ioana Bencomo says she is excited to see these projects gain additional resources to help better the quality of life for city residents.
They're projects that are a direct injection into our community's well-being, to the quality of life of people because of the pandemic. Every single one of these projects to me feels right on the money. What ARPA was intended for, what we hope that people are, you know, being visionary and using these once-in-a-lifetime funds.
Lori Martinez, the executive director of Engage New Mexico, spoke out against portions of the application process, calling for more transparency.
The problem is none of us knew that there was going to be a pre-screening committee of these three members ahead of time. It's not unusual to have a pre-screen committee just to make sure that nonprofits are eligible. However, there was no matrix as there was with the review committee. So there was no scoring matrix for us to know by what criteria those three people were using to determine whether or not the applications went forward.
It's a message Councillor Bencomo took to heart, advocating for additional review prior to a vote.
I hear Ms. Martinez saying there is this sticking point, right? I feel like it's important that we review it, starting over. I'm not in support of that, but I do just want to take into consideration what our very trusted community partners are saying about some of the information that should be made public again. And then I will just say on another note as well, I don't think to take full responsibility, we were not prepared for this meeting today. And I feel like, you know, I wanted to hear more about the project. So I just feel like even if it's for a reset for 2 weeks from now, I think would be respectful to the community.
The council will further review this resolution on December 20th. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.